This is Cody Allen's podcast. This is Cody Cast.
One of my favorite fellow Carolinians, Chris Lane, is my guest. Chris from North Carolina. I'm from South Carolina. And man, just talk about a string of hits over the years. It started with Fix way back in the day. And then current song, Fill Them Boots. Big, big plans came out last year and was massive. Anyway, so Chris Lane with us.
Hey, what's up, man?
It's good to have you here. Your phone, by the way, sounds clear as a bell. Is that an iPhone 13 you're on, one of the new ones?
To be quite honest with you, I don't know which iPhone I have because my wife gave me her phone and she took my upgrade.
Oh, smart. Well, this one sounds pretty good. I just got the 13 because, first of all, 13 is my lucky number. So I wanted to...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, me and Taylor Swift. Although it was mine long before Taylor came along. But nonetheless, I knew I had to get the 13, and I was overdue for a phone. I was like still on like a iPhone 7 or something. So congratulations on this big week. You're going to do the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. How excited are you, first of all? Did you watch as a kid, and like, what's this moment going to mean to you?
Yeah, so I actually did grow up watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I have to say it is pretty daggone cool that I'm going to be playing on one of the floats. I believe it's the Mount Rushmore float.
Oh, cool.
If I'm not mistaken. But yeah, and I think what makes it even cooler for me is having a 5-month-old, and I'm able to take him with me, and I'll be able to tell him for the rest of his life that the year you were born, I played on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, might be a tradition that we can start together and you know, have him watch as a kid like I did.
I mean, so many parent points. You're punching the ticket way early for Dutton. I mean, that's awesome. And by the way, how is he? I love the name. I want to talk about that in a second, but how's he doing? Like, what stage is he at this point?
Yeah, he's doing great. I will say he's 5 months in, maybe about 5 months and a week in now, but it was the greatest 5 months of my life, but also the most exhausting and hard 5 months of my life at the same time.
Yeah.
But he is thriving right now, man. We finally got him on a schedule, which took us all 5 months to get to, but he is finally sleeping through the night for the most part. And that has given us a little bit of our sanity back, so we're not so exhausted all the time. But, he's thriving now.
What's been the most surprising thing about fatherhood? Has it been just the amount of work that it is? Especially early on. It's a little bit crazy, I remember.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I've been telling all my buddies this as well. It's like, you know, we prayed hard for it. We wanted it. We were ready for it. Mm-hmm. But I think the most surprising thing is that I don't honestly think you can really prepare yourself ever for at least your firstborn. Like, you just don't know what to expect. I mean, we've been in the hospital twice now because I feel like we're so worried over every tiny little thing that I think when you have your second, third, I've been told nothing really bothers you at that point. But yeah, I think it's definitely been the surprising part has been it's hard and you know, a little stressful because you want to do everything right and you want to make sure that he's taken care of and all that. It's a ton of work.
One of the fun things that I loved and still love about being a dad is like sharing with your kids things that you loved as a kid, like the parade we were talking about, but like movies, you know, music you can play for them and introduce them to for the first time, like Star Wars. You get to sort of experience your whole childhood over. So, I mean, like, what things are you looking forward to sharing with him as he grows older?
Yeah, I mean, all those things. Obviously, I feel like my number one would be taking him golfing and showing him my favorite thing in the world to do outside of music. But I think a lot of exciting things, sharing music that you grew up on and that you loved. And also you brought up a great point with movies. I've watched my brother go through the same thing with his 10-year-old, and I've watched this happen as they've grown up, but watching old movies that we watched, and he loves all those old movies, TV shows. My brother's put him through Saved by the Bell, Family Matters, Full House, all those shows, and he's eating them up just like we did when we were kids. And one of the things that I used to do every Friday night before Pop Warner, Saturday morning football.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is my brother and I, we would always watch the Little Giants together. And when Dutton gets involved in football and other sports, all that kind of stuff, I can't wait to the night before play movies like that and let him watch it, because I feel like he'll love it like we used to.
I'm guessing he doesn't have a choice. He'll have to be a Carolina Panthers fan too, right?
Yes, he does not have a choice, even though we're not doing a whole lot of cheering this year. I'll have to tell him it's the first year he was born, they really sucked. but yeah, he's definitely got to be a Carolina Panthers fan, that is for sure.
Dutton is his name, which, as you mentioned, and named after the Dutton family in Yellowstone.
Yep.
So tell me how that came about, and like how y'all like settled in on that name, because it's so unique.
Yeah, you know what? Lauren and I were fans of the show Yellowstone, and you know, she was not pregnant when we first started watching that show. We always just said, you know, when we finished season one, we thought, you know, if we ever were blessed enough to have a boy, we should name him Dutton. Like, we loved the last name of the family on there, and thought it could make a good boy's first name. And and then we found out we were pregnant, then found out we were having a boy, and we kept calling him Duddy Buddy the whole time, and we just kind of felt like Dutton was gonna stick, and so we kept that one. And I have to say, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world when you asked Kevin Costner in an interview, or you told him about that, and I was just, me and Lauren had the biggest smiles on our face. Thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it was so fun. First of all, Kevin Costner, incredible actor, as we all know, but he has a band of his own, played the Ryman Auditorium. So you're right, for CMT, I got to sit down with him and chat a little bit. And I wanted to make sure he knew about that, because, and he was surprised, and it put a smile on his face, which, by the way, he's so, I love the guy. He's really nice. Every time I've done anything with him, we've had him on my shows over the years, but he's very intimidating and taller than you might think, Chris. He's a little bit,
is he?
Yeah, he's a little tall. I thought he'd be like my size or your size, like 5'10 or something. But he's probably about 6 foot, and that surprised me. And then he's very quiet. You know, he's just got a real kind of shy personality, which I didn't know what to. Yeah. So all that said, it was such a cool thing. So maybe I feel like, because of the country music thing, maybe you'll get to either meet him one day and play with him, you know, on stage, or act maybe in Yellowstone. Would you ever? Would you ever want to do that?
Oh my gosh, that would be the greatest thing ever. To get asked to come on the show and be an actor, I would 1,000%.
I can see you fitting in with the cast, though. I can see you, you know, we might have to grow the hair out a little bit, but nonetheless, you could fit your way into the Dutton family.
Hey, I'll take that. Yeah, that would be a bucket list. That'd be awesome. Yeah. We love that show.
When it comes to the new year, outside of your potential acting career, you'll be doing shows, the Field and Boots tour, of course. So is Dutton, by the way, is he going to go out on the road with you? Will Lauren go? How will it work?
Yeah. So, we haven't taken him out on the road yet, just cause we felt like he was too young. And even though I had my own bus and we had a crib on there for him, we just never made that move, cause we were really trying to get him on a schedule. And now that he's really sticking to that schedule, we feel like we could potentially bring him out on the road starting in January. And it won't be every weekend. We'll kind of pick and choose, just because being out on the road is still sometimes a little uncomfortable, sometimes hard to sleep at night when you're bouncing around on the roads. But we just don't know how he'll do. Yeah. But we're definitely going to do some test runs. And if he seems to thrive out there and actually go to sleep when he goes to sleep at home, I think we'll start doing it a lot more.
Well, you're working too. To me, it's like, it's great to have the family out there, but you know, you've got to get the job done and do, you know, get your sleep, get your beauty rest.
Yeah. And on the weekends they don't come out. I'll be bringing riders out on the road with me, so I can, I can really work while I'm out on the road all day long. And that'll cut down on having to write so much during the week to make up for the lost time on the weekend.
You got some great music out right now. Field and Boots, of course, is the single. You also did with Scotty McCreary a little Hardy Hicks tape song called Small Town on it, which you're both from North Carolina, so this kind of made sense. What can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, so I really love Small Town on it. I'm a big Scotty fan as well. We both grew up in North Carolina, so we kind of had that connection going. But Small Town on it's a song that I actually recorded years ago, and I hadn't put it out up until that point. And then we got brought up with the Hicks Tape idea about potentially putting that song out and find a collaboration for it. And being both from North Carolina, I felt like Scotty would be a good person to jump on that song, and pump that he said yes. And I feel like it turned out great. I haven't even been able to play that song live yet. So Fill in Boots tour, I'll probably crank that one up in the set. And I just love that it has so much energy. And again, the song reminds me of North Carolina, where I grew up at. And, just love it.
Have you already got the set list together for the tour? All the stuff you want to do and kind of the order?
I don't, but I'm probably close on it. It won't take a whole lot of rearranging. I know around about the songs that I'll do, and I'm going to have, we haven't announced it yet, but I'm going to have at least one new song out there that I'm very, very excited for that I just finished up in the studio.
Cool. Yeah.
It's called Stop Coming Over. So, I'm going to get that one out at some point before tour starts to get another song in my set, and can't wait for people to hear that one.
Ain't Even Met You Yet is one also recently released. And so I thought it might be fun, Chris, to play a little game here with you. People you would like to meet but haven't. I think I already know. My first question was famous movie star. Sounds like that would be Kevin Costner, right?
Yeah, we can throw him in there for sure.
Is there anybody else you'd like to meet who's a movie or TV star that you haven't met yet?
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah,
I know that's such a random one to say, but I don't know. I feel like I always grew up a fan of hers, and I feel like she's pretty cool. So yeah, probably. Yeah. She would be a good one.
And loves country music, and she's
Is she a country fan?
And she has
no way
Nashville ties. You know, she's got that little shop over in 12th South. She spends time in Nashville as well. So that actually could happen.
Hey, fingers crossed one day that it will.
How about a sports figure? Someone from the sports world you'd like to meet? You haven't yet.
I would say Tiger Woods.
Oh yes. Loves the golf. And finally, how about a music hero you haven't met yet, but you'd still like to meet someday?
I feel like I've met, or I know for sure I've met Kenny Chesney before, but I am a massive Kenny Chesney fan. Yeah. And so I would love to just like meet him and have a long conversation with him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like sometimes you can say you met someone. It's another whole story to like actually sit down and have a conversation that's meaningful, you know, where you can kind of pick each other's brains, especially being in the music business. I can see that easy. Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, listen, so you'll fly out for the parade when? Like Wednesday?
Actually, tomorrow morning, because so they do apparently do a rehearsal of some kind tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, which is going to be a little chilly out there.
Right.
So I got some winter clothes that I'm definitely bringing, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. So you get there, you'll do the rehearsal, and then be live on Thanksgiving morning. Crazy. But what a bucket list moment, dude. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait.
All right. See you soon, Chris. Thanks again for the time. Always great catching up.
Thanks for taking the time.
You bet. And is it too early to say happy holidays? I don't think so. Happy holidays.
Thank you, man. Happy holidays.
All right.
Thanks for listening to CodyCast. Follow Cody right now at Cody Allen on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hear Cody on hundreds of radio stations every day. And watch Cody on Hot 20 this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m., 8 Central on CMT. Bye for now.